you very much, Guy, for that very interesting presentation. Sorry to I'm always sorry when I have to hurry you through, or anybody through. But it's impossible otherwise to have the time. But of course, just one thing is to mention that all the presentations will be uploaded online. So you'll we're very fast here. They're already uploaded, so you will be able to check them as well later on. So that is taken care of. And also, we will still have the opportunity within this next hour of the discussions that some of the questions that you may still have, you can present. So let's maybe 5 minutes before we start the actual discussion with the panelists, if you have any questions. Thanks, Guy. I think some of the things that I took out of here from your presentation was this issue that it is a stable process, yet adaptive and flexible. I think that's important for these type of criterion indicators processes. Also very interesting how you said that the data availability is what drives the final report, and that sustainability is the foundation for a green economy. And I think at the same time, while you mentioned the fact that it would be difficult to rearrange the whole process or to change the whole process to be able to include something on green economy, the discussion should be not to focus on that kind of movement. It would be somehow what additional information we could get drawing upon the existing processes in both the pan-European, that we do under Forest Europe and what is done under the Montreal process, to be able to inform better, to have more data on green economy to help in what we want to measure. I think it still has there's a big relationship between what we're trying to do with green economy and what you do under these processes. But I'll go ahead and let the audience ask some questions for the next 5 minutes. Okay. Sylvain.
Thank you, Chair. Another question. I've seen that you have some indication on the substitution of energy by wood. Do you have also indication on substitution for concrete and steel by wood in the system?
Okay, thank you. FSC?
This time I do have a question about certification, because in both the last presentations, in the set of indicators that are being used, there is no indicator that is measuring certification, which is different from, for example, FAO and UNEP when they are reporting about sustainable forest management. And I wonder why that is. I think certification has become the most frequently used response from the forest sector itself to societal demands for sustainable forest management. And so by including that in the indicators, it could be also support that process, but also by including it, it could also be used as a start to actually measure whether certification makes a difference, whether certified forests are performing better than non-certified forests. So is there, in both cases, any specific reason why certification is not appearing in the indicator set?
Okay, I don't see... Oh, Pat, one more question then, and we go to Guy to answer. Okay. Wait.
Thank you. Thanks, Guy, for the presentation. It's a general question for any of the panel, actually. I think Ludmilla referred to an indicator to do with forestry investment. And I just wondered whether it's feasible to have any indicators that relate to... There's huge amounts of money going to green investments. People talk about green bond markets and things. But I don't see anything in the indicators anywhere in the forestry sector to try and take account of that, or whether it's possible.
Thank you, Pat, and then we'll take one last question.
Thank you. This is not about question, but I would like to answer the question from the PEFC, because there are in pan-European indicators and criteria monitored also certification schemes, but in qualitative indicators, not among quantitative indicators, but in qualitative indicators. Thank you.
Okay, since yours was a comment, a response, I'll let France go ahead and ask the last question.
I think the other work by the Forest Europe and the Montreal process provides extremely valuable information. And I was wondering if you had any sort of online database to ease the use of this information.
Okay, thank you. Guy, if you could briefly answer each of those. Thank you. As briefly as you can.
Okay, the first question was substitution concrete and steel. I would say that really what the Montreal process indicator for carbon actually wood-based energy measures is wood energy production, not so much substitution. So you don't see that trade-off working there. And as a matter of fact, the indicator is called avoided fossil fuel emissions, which actually makes everything more complex because you could base it on coal or you could base it on natural gas or what have you. And I think it's one of the places where the Montreal process could have picked a simpler, more basic indicator, which is energy production from wood, but chose something a little bit more complex just to be able to talk about carbon in that context. But no, there's no no substitution of concrete and steel. But there is, of course, production levels for saw timber and lumber and things like that. Likewise, there is the question of carbon in sequestered wood products. So that's related, but not the same. Regarding certification, that's a very difficult question, actually. And I think part of it has to do with the various countries, and especially realize that this came up at a time back in two decades ago, and I believe there are still, what should I say, political sensitivities around certification and its recognition by government bodies, certain of the Montreal process bodies. And at times also, I think for the United States, for example, we're very reluctant to favor one process over another. I think it's becoming more incumbent upon us to actually understand how much certified land we have in our country. But at the same time, the equation with certification and sustainability is something that it's difficult territory, shall we say. And that might be the reason why that happened. I wasn't there for the deliberations in the Montreal Process Group when they probably talked about certification and how it would fit into it. In terms of investments, there is in the Montreal process an investment indicator, but not so much on the green accounting side of things. I mean, it basically is just looks at investment in the wood products sector. And we use it, we use data from the Census of Manufacturers, which we do have some investment data. It's not very good, but it's still something that we can use. And that's on the wood forest products sector. There's also research investments and some other areas that we can report out on. Once again, though, it's driven by the available data, and most of those data are available not through forest-specific reporting processes, but through national accounting processes, things that we do not control in the forest sector. And then as far as an online database goes, and this is probably Ludmilla's, but I will say for the Montreal process, no, the reports are the database. If you want to find out about it, you have to dig through the reports, dig through the narrative. Fortunately, with the Montreal process, CNI, and any CNI process, digging through a large report becomes very easy because it is organized in a very rational fashion. You just go to the PDF, you look at the side, the table of contents, you find your indicator, you type the page number into the PDF. Boom, it pops up, and maybe you'll see some charts and figures, maybe you won't.
Thank you, Gaia. Ludmila, yes, go ahead on the Pan-European Criterion Indicators.
Okay. Thank you for...
Wait, just a minute.
Okay, so thank you very much for interesting question. Concerning the database and report, I would like to maybe give you information which is maybe obvious, but there is a report on Europe, State of Europe Forest, which was recently produced and released in 2015. You probably know about it. And this report is organized according to criteria and indicators, so you can easily find the data from individual countries according to the data collected from national correspondents. And the database is also available on our web page. And the upcoming report will be elaborated in 2020 together with UNECFAO.